And welcome to Season 9, Episode 41 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. It is a lovely Monday evening. There's football doubleheader on TV tonight, neither of which games I'll be watching. That's all another story. Instead, I'm spending time with my friends, the Chief and the Goon. Goon, how are you this evening, sir?
Well, I'm here anyway.
I appreciate it. I want to tell you right now, it's better than you not being here.
Puttering around the house, trying to keep busy.
Yeah.
After a very busy weekend, though, so I can afford a down day.
Yeah, you know, it felt like it went quick, and then I realized, no, you were just very busy doing stuff. Some of my stuff wasn't all that pleasant, but we'll start with you, because you actually had a fun weekend, right?
Well, it was jam-packed anyway. It started, so you recall we talked last week. Well, before we do this, shouldn't we say hello to our...
You know, I...
To our brother-at-arms?
We should, and I apologize. Chief, how are you? How are you feeling? Because the last I spoke to you, you were a little under the weather.
Well, my body decided that it was going to torturous... Lee put me through audio hallucinations so that I could better sympathize with our number one fan in my pain, sharing her pain. So
yes,
I'm still in pain, but I'm in a lot less pain than I was before.
Now, when you say audio hallucinations, are you just hearing random things or are you hearing voices?
No, I was chasing... what I thought were birds in the house. There were no birds. I was alone. I was chasing water dripping from the ceiling. There was no water. And then when I heard heartbeats in the walls, I was like, yep, this is a problem. So,
wow. Are you sure it's just not possession?
I'm positive.
Okay.
Because I
mean, the house, been, not you.
I mean, we've already discussed that, but
okay.
If swelling your eardrums so that they are super sensitive to everything allows you to hear the spirit world, then maybe that's what was going on.
So wait a second. So your swollen eardrums had become hypersensitive, so you were hearing somebody's heartbeat, maybe your own?
No, I wouldn't hear mine because mine wouldn't be in the distance.
Lizard people don't have hearts.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Well, anyway, so, you know, when I went to the doctor, when she looked in my left ear, she jumped back and said, yikes.
Whoa, that's not good.
That is exactly word for word what I said.
Like, is there somebody in there? Is somebody looking back at you? Is this like the scene from Dune?
I was actually, in those seconds, I had the amount of things that had gone through my head. One was aliens had laid eggs. Then it was spiders had laid eggs. Oh. And it was like, you know, there's a creature in there that she has just witnessed.
Yeah, flicked her off or something.
No, she just said, this is incredibly swollen. And your canals are cloudy. I was like, how did that happen? Yeah. So,
Good man.
I was wondering because I don't do enough activities where water can get in my ears. The only thing that could have happened is showering.
Please tell me you're still showering.
Not after this. I'm going to become one with nature.
Oh, God.
So cloudy means you have a lot of fluid and the fluid is not clear?
Apparently, cloudy means drainage, and drainage because of infection. So,
okay.
The pain, the dizziness, and the lack of balance was because my eardrums were pushing up against other things.
Oh, thanks.
The extreme sensitivity to all sounds was because they were so large and now I have ear meth, as I told you, and that seems to be helping a lot.
Ear meth.
Yeah, ciprodexameth.
God bless you.
Can you sell that and make some extra money for yourself?
It's probably illegal.
Probably legal to have it or sell it.
You know, legal schmeagle, okay?
Right.
In this economy?
I'm thinking especially in this economy, my friend.
Every little bit helps. I mean, I told you guys about going to the jewelry buyer, right?
I believe so.
The jewelry?
Yeah. So there's a place down in Colombia which will buy your old jewelry from you. And my wife shows up with this just box of junk. I mean, I looked at it. I would have thrown the whole thing away. That's why I'm an idiot and wouldn't have done it, but okay. So he starts separating it out, and he's got four little piles. One of the piles is junk. He says, yeah, this is just all junk. It's costume jewelry or plate or whatever. He says, this pile here's silver. This pile here's 14, and this pile over here is 18. And I'm going to tell you right now, the junk pile was actually one of the smaller piles. We walked out with $2,300 from her junk. And I'm like, I turned to her. I said, you have any nice stuff you want to get rid of? So, yeah. And of course,
good way to find yourself sitting outside with your suitcase, man.
No. She's very excited about this because this is like, you know, money for like, you know, as you guys probably know, my wife has her own holiday. It's called Cookie Day. And every Cookie Day, we like to try and make it fun for everybody. We try and have games, and games have prizes, and prizes cost money. So this is, you know, going to go help pay for Cookie Day games. So I'm a big fan of that, you know.
Have you seen the Swiss Watch website? Or not website, YouTube channel?
No.
So that has infected my stream. Or algorithm or whatever it is.
The Swiss Watch website.
I didn't mean website. I meant a YouTube channel.
Okay. What do do there? Just shows Swiss watches?
No. It is so Swiss Watch is a company.
Oh, okay.
And
it's our product.
It is a very well tempered man who will buy your junk or otherwise, and he gets the most rowdy, unnecessarily rude people, and he is very professional, and he you can just see him deflate. like one of the a person comes in and he's complaining.
Oh, I've seen this guy. He stands on one side. The other guy comes in or the person comes in and they're like, no, this is what I want. This is all I'm going to take. And he's like, no. Yeah. I've seen this guy. Okay.
Yeah. See, he infects algorithms. I don't know why. I'm never going to see this guy.
Yeah.
But he, this person came in and he was complaining about getting his divorce. And that's why he was wanting all this stuff. And he said, well, I'm no therapist, so I don't know why you're telling me this, but this is how much I can give you.
All righty. We'll include that for everybody. Everybody will enjoy that one. Yeah, I've seen him. He's pretty, he's very straightforward. He's like, you can be as insulting as you want. This is all I'm going to offer you. Maybe I'll offer you a little more. And the person is still yelling at him as they walk away. I'm like, God, I would just close shop and head for Bermuda.
I don't understand why you're going to go to another person's place of business and then threaten them.
Yeah, it does seem kind of ridiculous.
It doesn't make sense, especially in a spot where you know there are cameras pointing at you from every direction.
Right, yeah, because that's what you want is, you know, look, there was evidence, Your Honor. So
what if the business is owned by a legitimate Italian businessman?
As you know, and then Amar, you know, legitimate.
When they could send out their customer service representatives to come and talk to you and try and change your attitude discreetly.
Right. With rather permanent effects.
Well, you know, it'd be nice to have a better attitude, don't you think? You got a yeller. You quiet him down.
So, you know, I wish I knew where this guy was from, because he doesn't get American idioms. So, you know, the Italian thing. So, because a guy came in there, he was like, Black Lives Matter. And he said, I don't know what that means. And he just kept going without skipping a beat.
Nice. Well, he's in Buckhead.
That's in Atlanta. Piedmont. That's the Potomac of Atlanta.
Oh, is it now? So he's in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my car stolen in Buckhead. Or broken into, anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, it was swell.
Okay, well, on a happier note, you did have a better weekend because you got to perform away.
I believe we talked that you mocked me for... accepting the job of live announcer for the people I used to sing with.
Yes. Well, I wasn't saying mock, but I was surprised that you wanted to have anything to do with them.
I'm not mad at the singers. I was mad at the national organization.
Yeah.
But they asked. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this would be fun, you know, two shows on Saturday, a matinee and an evening show. Tech rehearsal Friday night. And then Thursday, the church I go to sent out an email that said, hey, emergency, we need people to sing on Sunday. So a normal Sunday sing is show up at 9 a.m. Saturday for the musical rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
Then show up 7:30 Sunday morning for the rehearsal with the full choir and the band all together. And sing at 9, sing at 11, be home by 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Hmm.
So normally, if I'm going to do that, I'm not doing other things during the weekend.
Yeah, that's a lot in and of itself.
Right? But I said yes because Hurricane could not do it. She had other things to do this weekend. And they didn't have many singers. So I'm like, yeah, okay. So here's how my weekend went. Mm-hmm. Friday at 7 was the tech rehearsal. I went over to see the lofty perch for where I would be stationed. And in fact, as we discussed, you did have to climb a ladder to get there.
Lovely.
Only 6 or 7 rungs and a nice, big, wide, sturdy ladder that would easily... Hold the goon's massive bulk.
Dude, you're not Jabba the Hutt. You're just a nice Polish guy.
You're bulk?
Sure.
Family show, okay?
All right, well, you have me there, Chief. It is a family show. Yeah.
Am I going to have to...
So, no. The only problem is... you know that I've been complaining that I'd hurt my shoulder. So pulling myself up the ladder, you had to, because the ladder was anchored into the concrete and was 90 degrees straight up and down.
Nice.
Wait, that's not how you put a ladder against something.
No. There usually is a bit of an angle there to give you that whole, you know, footing.
That means you have to be you have to angle yourself.
Yes.
So you let yourself.
I have angle management issues.
Yeah, me too. You lean back to climb up to the top of the ladder. Then when you get up to the last rung or so, you pull yourself forward, put your hands reverse style on the back of the ladder to push yourself onto the platform, right. Which was 3 4x8 sheets. It was about 3 4x8 sheets of plywood big, all done in concrete.
Okay.
So there was plenty of room for just me, a microphone, and a music stand.
All right.
And we went through that rehearsal until about 10, maybe a little after that night.
Mm.
And I love my brother singers, but they're not what I would call planners.
Oh, dear.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like to know when I got the last script change?
5 minutes before.
5 minutes before the end of the last show, a change to the curtain calls.
See,
while the show was going on, they're texting me with changes. Now, I have the script on an iPad because a problem that we had is we thought we were going to run with the house lights up all the time, which gave me plenty of light to see by. Turns out by Saturday noon, when we went back to the theater to prepare for the show, they'd figured out how to not do that. Good thing I brought my iPad so I could actually read.
Right.
Because it was a 30-page script, so it's not like I'm going to memorize that. Plus the changes, which right. I had on sticky notes. I did pretty well. I only made two mistakes, and they were both in the changed areas, and we worked it out. They're good guys. They're pros. They can adapt. I can adapt. We did good. And we, you know, I got a lot of nice compliments. And I was up there all dressed in black and with the house lights down. It really was a voice coming out of nowhere.
The goon is invisible.
A man came up to me during the show, during the intermission, and said, "Are you doing the announcements?" I said, "Sure, I am." And he goes, "I could not find you till late in the first act. You were up there sitting so still." And it was like, well, I mean, that was the plan, right? I had the iPad.
That's the whole idea.
Dimmed down. And so we did that. So that was Saturday morning. I got up. I went to the 9 a.m. church rehearsal, got back to the house a little after 10, changed into my stuff, and was at the theater at noon.
Wow.
Noon to 1:30 is prepping for the show. There was a show 2 to 4:30. We had dinner about 5:30. And the evening show started at 7. I got back home at 11 o'clock. Immediately went to sleep, up at 6:15, back to the church at 7:30, went until 12:30, and came home and sat in front of the TV and said not a word the rest of the day because I have no voice anyway.
Sure. Yeah, gone.
Oh, you didn't tell other people not a word. You just didn't.
That would have been funnier. Not a word.
I don't believe I could have done that, actually. I'm surprised.
Sounds like a monitor.
I'm surprised how much talking there was. But it was a good show. They did really well, and it has only taken the director and myself when I was there 6 years to convince these guys that they don't need a professional theater in D.C.
Right.
Here's the deal. They're selling tickets at $20 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a huge audience for this. There's some, but it's not huge.
Right.
So the theater at American University, which comes with professional folks.
Sure.
Would cost them, right now, is cost them about $6,000 for the day's rental.
What's that work out per ticket?
They kept the ticket prices at $20 because the old guys were like, that's what it's always been. That's what it has to be. And to be honest, they're not going to sell for much more than that.
Right. Which means they're not making money.
They're losing money.
Yeah.
which is not a good business proposition.
I've heard
so this year they went to the local middle school near my house. And it was $1,700.
Probably made a few bucks then.
They made bucks. And the other thing that we had suggested, and it took so long to get the more entrenched members of the group to agree with.
Entrenched.
Was, well, yeah, why don't you pick another old.
Yeah.
Antiqua members.
Antiqua.
Were they out protesting?
Oh, yes. Yes. These are all very liberal. I was treated to why I don't really.
In case you needed a reminder why you're no longer singing with them on a regular basis, here you go.
That wasn't helpful. But that's okay because I had my own spot well away from everyone where I could see everything going on because we couldn't get the headphones to work for somebody to call the cues. But I could see the cue guy backstage from where I was.
Okay.
And I told him, when you're ready for me to go, just make a grand gesture and point at me from backstage and stand over there where I can see you and I'll do what you want. And it worked great.
Okay.
What was the grand gesture?
Pointing at me.
With which finger?
TV like doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We're theater people. We don't take offense.
Well, okay, you may be theater people, but you...
There's a lot of them taking offense nowadays.
Yeah, you threw in the caveat. You threw in two. One, liberal. Two, I know you're not liberal, so...
Well, the second group that they went with, which is the ladies' chorus for the Sweet Adelines in this area,
mm-hmm.
I have no idea where any of them stand because they don't advertise it.
That's great.
Which is what I prefer, honestly.
Just sing.
Right.
No humans.
Right, and it was great to work with them, and they had their own announcer who was terrific.
Wasn't you.
Doesn't have to be me. She did a great job. Work with her anytime. And then we were both standing at dinner. They brought in dinner from Mission Barbecue. And while we were eating, she goes, so we didn't charge for this. I go, no, should we go home and punch our agents right in the mouth?
All right. I like her.
Yep. Yep. And I said, we're both our own agents, aren't we? She goes, yeah, unfortunately. So yeah, that was my weekend. I honestly had a wonderful time. I thought the show was really, really well done. Some of my favorite songs are, group, the men's group did a version of Country Roads that I thought came out really well. All of their songs came out really well, but that one I particularly liked. And the ladies did the kind of main intro song from Greatest Showman. A Million Dreams, I think it's called.
I haven't seen that show. That's the one with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah. Yeah, every night I lie in bed, a million colors in my head, a million dreams is all it's going to take. That's the only words I know.
There once was
but a in some Nantucket.
Different song.
Family show.
Family show.
So yeah. So today I rested as well. I didn't do a whole lot. I got the bathroom fan fixed.
Awesome. I'm sure everyone's happy about that, especially on burrito day.
Well, it's not my bathroom. It was the Hurricane's bathroom. I don't go in there.
Does she like burritos?
I don't know.
You should. You've been married.
I was about to say, how long have you been married?
Long enough that I should know, but you know, what she does in her
burritos for dinner tonight, as it turns out. Yeah.
Her bathroom's a scary place. I don't go in there.
I am. Yeah, my wife has her own bathroom too. Yeah.
She said fan was broken. I go, how do you know? She goes, the spinning thing isn't spinning.
That's pretty technical.
Okay. You're right, it's broken.
Yeah.
So I called up my pals at Amazon and ordered a new spinny thing and put it in.
Well, you're lucky you did it when you did it.
Yeah, wouldn't have been good today, would it have, gentlemen?
Yeah. So, nobody's calling.
Man, that's centralized. Those centralized data warehouses and computing centers like Amazon Web Service. How's that going for you, boys?
Everything is down. I got to not pay two bills today. I was very excited.
My question for you is how long has this been down?
How long has it been down? Less than a day.
That's what you would think, right? Because you only heard about it today.
I heard about it yesterday late evening.
Yes. It has been down for 2 days.
Whoa.
We just forgot one of them was a Sunday. Nobody said anything?
No, so it's... I don't know 100% why, but they said that it was like 3 a.m. Sunday.
This morning.
Oh, yesterday.
So it was all day Sunday.
And then it got resolved today.
Right.
But there's still scattered outages.
Yeah. Like, I can tell you right now, Quest Diagnostics and who are the other people that tried to pay Bill today? Lordy, lordy, lordy. Doobie 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 doobie. Privia.
Well, I can tell you, you got to find out who used what, because I saw GoTo, the telco company, they were down. I saw McDonald's, Starbucks, United.
Dashin, I was unable to claim points today. I was very upset.
Oh, poor baby.
I know. I had to pay regular price for gas.
You buy gas?
You don't buy gas? What, do you like siphon it out of your friend's cars?
No. Hey, number one.
You don't have friends.
Yeah. You don't do that. You don't do that to friend.
All right. Well, it's not like he lives near enemies.
There's plenty of cars you don't know out there.
His nearest car to his house is 100 miles.
Yeah, that's like a Dixie cup full of gas for his car.
Well, that's true.
There would be, that I would have to make it to the car, then I'd have to make it alive doing that. So there was an article I shared with you gentlemen today about what derangement from another state can do to people. As a person was tearing down a sign that they did not agree with on another person's property.
Right.
And then decided
to bring out a gun to the whole process. Yeah. That was really freakishly scary.
So, and of course this one's in the Carolinas where.
Yeah. That was surprising.
Even though the guy was from Atlanta, he wasn't even supposed to, who knows what he was doing there, but either way, the people down here hope for stuff like that.
We had been waiting all day.
Well, so it depends on where you are in this crazy state, because some people will shoot you, like in Houston.
Just
in
Houston, you die.
They're I don't know what they're doing in Houston, but I don't ever recommend going there, through there, around there, anything to do it there. It's ridiculous, but so I can't say, I can't act like all of Texas is great, because Texas has serious problems in areas.
Well, yeah, but Houston isn't Texas.
Neither is Austin.
Neither is Austin.
Yeah.
Or Fort Worth. I mean, if we're going down that route, we can just check all the necessary boxes.
Exactly.
Because it's sad. And someone hit my son's car with a truck, like a pickup truck, and decided to keep driving. And I said, yeah, that's how they do it here. But I don't have front lights anymore. I said, but are you okay? And he said, yes. That was what mattered.
Right.
Indeed.
And then we will hunt him down.
Probably not.
It will become a vendetta.
It would become my life's mission.
I did hear another funny story.
Okay.
So the conspiracy network that I belong to, and
chapter president, but go ahead.
No, as bad as you guys think I am, there are worse people. And they...
I am suddenly frightened.
No, they scare me sometimes. Okay. And this particular person was telling me how one of her friends, who is rich in melanin, had said, I'm starting to see what you're finally saying. I'm not prepared. I'm just coming to your house. To which she asked me, what is the proper response? And there's a song from a wannabe black pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I, that is what I shared with her. Do you know the one I am referring to?
No.
All right. So there's a kind-hearted old man who was singing. And And it is a great response for everyone who asks questions that they shouldn't.
And Crutch in our show chat goes 60s on
exactly. On the, that was for Hitchhikers. Yeah. I can, this is a family show. I can't repeat that. Sorry.
No, no, that is definitely not it.
Okay.
But I think it has the title in here. But Bishop Bushwinkle.
All righty. I like the name. Okay. And I can't play it right now. That would be inappropriate. I will include it in the show links. How's that?
Yeah. See, the lyrics are very easy to remember and understand because he's quite clear in his message. And when I gave this to said person.
Oh my God, he's fantastic.
they understood. That is what you say. The person was very, very upset when they heard. But that's just how it has to be. It's unfortunate. But you, what is the clandyism? Poor planning on your part does not.
Oh yeah, an emergency on your part is well, yeah.
Poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part.
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm going to need you to work. Why? Because I misplanned. Well.
Did you now? You know what we used to call that when I was growing up? A crying shame. That's what we used to call that.
Yeah.
Well, I would say
when we finally go back from this shutdown. Well, you're already back, but I am not. There's going to be a totally different
9 more work days.
So here's the thing.
What?
We heard that it was they were just waiting this long.
They're waiting for the 10-man march to finish.
Yeah. So what happens when you overplay your hand and then you realize that the man behind you is the one who let you the money that you bluffed on that you're about to lose?
My head hurts. There's an analogy in there, I'm sure.
Yes. That idea, at least the thing that I was hearing from, certain females in Congress was that there is no benefit to caving now. So they will just hold out.
Forever?
Yeah. They said that Marjorie Taylor Greene
right.
said under no circumstances are we giving you what you want. So there will be no.
But she's not. She's okay. So she's a blowhard, and she's not part of the leadership. So she really.
I don't know. I don't know that that's the word I would use.
Well,
all right, might, okay. What Crutch meant was loudmouth.
Okay. Jesus.
Unless Crutch knows something we don't.
I'm still trying to protect that family rating, man, and you're making it difficult for me, brother.
All right. Well, see, that is a common old English term that you are now soiling.
Okay. And what is a bundle of sticks? Another common old English term that we can no longer use.
We're going to use that one?
Sure, why not? The British still use it for cigarettes. The Brits still use it for cigarettes.
This isn't Britain. I don't know if you've looked around. It's different. Ain't no king.
There was a whole bunch of people that said there was one this weekend. I saw videos.
Did you see
old white people all very upset about something?
People dressed up in furry costumes. Okay.
Oh my God.
The best one was
the lice. Did you guys see the lice?
The Constitution lice made me spit my coffee out on the way to the theater.
Constitution lice. Yeah. The theater kids all grown up.
Kids thought that was a good idea.
Somebody thought, well, wait, lice rhymes with ice. We can do something with that, right?
Oh, it's amazing. Okay. I mean, that's all you need to know, right?
I think they should change their name to National Immigration and Correction or and criminal enforcement, and then have nice written on their shirts, and then let's see people beat on him. He's a nice guy. So right on his jacket.
Must be true.
That's right. I would work for that other organization. Let's see here. I've got to come up with
limited immigration and customs enforcement.
No, I like that one too. So let's see. Ooh, this is gonna be tough. I bet you I can do this though. So this would be the
Lieutenant Chief,
the National Association of Unified Gun Happy Trainers. Let's see. Oh, shoot, I'm missing a letter.
Oh,
that's not going to work. I was going for naughty. If you're going to have nice,
just say you have two organizations, naughty or nice.
Naughty or nice. There you go.
How very seasonal of you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Yep. Yeah.
We're a bit early.
Not if you watch the Hallmark Channel.
It's so funny. See, people have been running that started in
July. July. They had Christmas in July. Then they went away for a little bit, and now they're having Christmas in October. I'm like, you can't have Christmas year.
This Sunday started mistletoe murders.
Which is wrong. That's just wrong.
Well, I'm sure Santa's going to be really jolly about
that. Yeah. Call me, baby.
I saw that, and it's like a train wreck.
Yeah.
I've tried not to tune in, and I'm like, I have to do it.
Well, if you watch any of them, it's really great. So you get some sort of weird setup for like the first 20 minutes. Then the main principal characters kind of get along for about an hour. And then there's a misunderstanding at like 20 of, and then it's all resolved at 5 of. Right. Yeah.
That's right. It's the 11th hour. And then one of the characters, dog or cute cat or cute child, resolves the issue for him and tells them they're dopes.
Right.
And then everything comes out happy.
And usually there's a foreign country where they just happen to speak English, because there's always a prince or a princess or a, you know, Grand Duchy of Liechtenstein or something there too. Yeah. And it's always the same lady with the brown hair. What's her name? Oh, gosh.
Oh, hold on. I'll look it up for you. She was in Lost in Space, the movie.
Was she really?
She was Penny. If we're thinking of the same person. Yeah.
That was Penny? Many years ago, right?
Yeah, hold on, and I'll get it for you. You have to be calm. Lacey Chabert.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, she was Penny in the Lost in Space movie, you know, the one that sucked?
Yeah, well, that explains.
But she was good, because she was the mouthy sister.
Right.
To Will, the smart brother, she would just, every time he would say something, she would own him.
Yeah, it's okay. Angela Cartwright was better.
Oh, I like Lacey Chabert. I would like to meet her just to be like, man, I love that character that you did. You're the only thing about Lost in Space that I liked.
Yeah. So now she spends every episode, you know, kissing the guy at the end and you know.
Hey, you know what? She's happily married, got a couple of kids, and she's making money by being in all the movies that the other girl isn't in anymore, the one from Full House. Because she moved networks.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Cameron Bure, yeah. Yeah, she moved from Hallmark to Great American Channel.
Yeah, there was a migration after Hallmark started introducing.
Yeah, there was some kind of disagreement over something or other. I honestly don't even remember what. And just in case any of you famous people listen to us, you can write us and tell us what you want us to say about it. That'd be fine. Don't remember, don't know, don't care.
Okay, well, there you go.
But there was the alphabet people. That's
yeah,
it
was the alphabet people.
Oh, it was. Was that something that Iger rather not? Was it ABC?
Well, I mean,
no, they were owned by CBS.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Hallmark's owned by CBS.
Is it really?
Oh. Yep.
So we're gonna see Dan Rather in one of those episodes.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's the first man on Mars.
Yeah, he found the frequency.
Outstanding. So they put him in, the lizard people put him in the saucer and sent him out there?
Yeah.
God bless him, man.
You think that he's not one of the?
I do. I would have thought he would have been in the Hollow Moon, but you know, with the Nazis. But that's okay.
He's not as dumb as the View chicks.
I had a dream about that because they said they wanted to have.
Tell us about it, Martin.
They wanted to have more conservatives on.
Yes, that wasn't a dream. They actually said that.
They haven't had any on yet, so there were.
RFK's wife was on.
Yes, they had RFK's wife, and that's what started it. Because I watched that interaction, and she, you know, that was the let me do over my knee level of lambasting.
Yeah, she was actually pretty good.
And then she was surprised when Whoopi said, "Please come back." And she said, "We want conservatives on here." And then they showed,
because we want people to watch so we can keep on the show.
They showed when they had Ted Cruz on. Like, I thought you said conservative because Zed in Texas. I mean, he is actually my senator.
Well, sure. The whole state.
But no, in Texas, half is one side and half is the other.
Oh really? They don't go.
Yeah.
We only have to campaign on one side.
Apparently. Clearly. Who's the other? Thune or who? I don't know who the other Texas senator is.
No, Texas senators. You know, it's funny that I'm.
Oh, it's John Cornyn. That's who it is.
That it is John Cornyn.
Yeah. So we only see Cruz in East Texas. There's a reason why I didn't know who Jim Gordon was.
Because he's only over West Texas.
Yeah. But yeah.
Your state motto is friendship.
With a gun pointing at your face?
Or else.
State motto, put the gun down, please.
Go back to Florida.
Yeah, did you see the Mick kerfuffle?
The who what?
Okay, because
I know what a kerfuffle is. I that first word sounded a little derogatory towards Irish people, but go ahead.
No, so a man comes to McDonald's. He goes through the drive-thru. They said, "We are swamped. I cannot take your order right now." He said, "You're going to take my order, or else I'm going to go in there and you know, shoot the place up." And he said, "If you do, you'll Mick find out." And they do throw a pretty Mick out. And so he said, I got a switch, which is a, you know, a Glock, a modified Glock with the 30 round magazine that shoots automatically. So he said, "Okay, you come in here, this is Florida, you know, it's not gonna be good." He said, "Okay, I'll wait till you close." Mm-hmm. And he showed up. And the McDonald's employee said, "You're about to Mick find out now." And pulled his gun and shot him.
Do, 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 do. I'm loving it.
Bang.
Now, he shot him. The guy survived. The police came. And they said this was a Mick mess. It was like, man, it's not going to stop, is it?
I heard the sheriff said it was over a Mick argument.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
And so he said this was standard ground. The only thing he charged him with was leaving the scene, because of course the manager called the police and he bolted, but then he came back. So he was charged with leaving the scene. The other guy was caught with stating terroristic threats and some other things. So
bleeding on the sidewalk.
But this is a thing with Florida, you know, or the South in general. You don't do that.
Oh my God. That's awesome. We got the link.
You honest to God, you cannot make this stuff up.
It's better than anything that, you know, you could make up. I mean, we've got a president.
Write this.
We got a president who makes up memes of himself flying over the parade dropping poo. That was impressive.
That's I agree with you. He's not in charge of his social media.
No.
Barron Trump is having a field day.
He's just sitting down in the basement of the White House, you know, and he sends it out and then he brings it upstairs, shows it to Dad. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, you know, the movement this weekend where basically the day before the 100-man march, every single federal agency opened up a Blue Sky account and started flooding it with, you know, reports on what a wonderful job the administration is doing in various sectors. It's like, just, we have planted our flag here. y'all haven't been on Twitter, so here's all our content from Twitter. I was like, okay, well, there you go.
Oh my God.
Beyond Blue Sky.
Oh, I don't know.
Jack Dorsey.
Is it really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, but when he left Twitter, that's what he created. It was funny because he got
he couldn't just go home, thing. Huh?
But he is home. His home is the internet.
He's Lawnmower Man.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the day my phone rings and my cell phone rings and my other phone rings at the same time.
That's it.
That's when I'll know.
We are
that's
done.
That's when I'll know.
We are done.
He found the back door. That's what everyone was waiting for. That's, you know, now I'm surprised you mentioned that because I know who the scientist was in that movie. And I know.
Well, I mentioned it because, you know. Okay. Yeah. It's, yeah. We. Hey, but he's changed his mind, haven't you, Goon?
About what?
Not about his acting.
About a certain actor.
He mentioned love.
Not about his acting, but about the way he lives his life. I'm impressed. And that's going to make me not comment on his acting.
Okay.
His acting in Lawnmower Man was atrocious. we can, I think, and I liked him in GoldenEye and the Foreigner.
I've not been able to see the Foreigner yet with him in it.
It's very interesting to see Jackie Chan in a serious movie like that. It's a whole different look.
Getting jacked up at every turn.
Yeah, I was just.
Yeah, that's what's going to make me want to see that movie right there.
Right. Yeah, it's the world's most horrible weekend for him out there right now.
You want the truth is that most of the characters that he gets to play, and I'm not being critical. Look, the check clears, right? I don't like any of his characters, the type that they put him in. I don't like him. I didn't like him as Bond. I didn't really like him in Remington Steele. He came off as a smarmy foreigner, even though he's, you know, not. But every once in a while, something comes out and he's pretty top notch. I get it. Plus he's a handsome guy. You know, great. And being a handsome guy and staying married to the same woman in Hollywood for all this time. Okay. That's you got major props with the Goon now. I'll shut up.
So, since we're speaking of Bonds, which Bond is the best in your
Sean Connery?
Okay, so
Roger Moore.
Since Crutch said Sean Connery, have you seen all of Sean Connery's movies?
All of his movies or all of his Bond movies?
All of his movies.
No.
Okay. So, this movie was before my time, so I'm not really sure it exists, but there's a 1974 movie called Zardoz.
Oh, yes, I've seen that one.
Yeah. How did you that one?
Oh, it's horrible for everybody. It was obviously somebody just needed money.
And there's the night movie.
I never want to need money that much. That was a horrible movie. Oh my gosh.
And yet you know when that movie took place, right?
When you mean when it was supposed to take place? It was supposed to be in the future, right?
Yes. It was supposed to be the future. Oh man, if that is the future, I need to be dead by I'm not living through this.
Is Zardoz worth watching?
It's an odd but striking film. That's about the nicest way to put it.
It's an odd but striking film. You watch it, you feel like striking people.
It has flaws, not least a wooden performance from Sean Connery, but it has stayed with me over the past 50 years. That person needs help.
Yeah, there's someone who needs to think about a little Zoloft.
Zardoz, Zoloft. Sounds like characters in the same movie.
See,
just but you know what? I would go and rent it from Amazon, but you can't get to the Amazon site right now.
Isn't it?
Because Amazon Web Service trashed their own company.
The website is up. They want $24 for the DVD. And then I have to go out and buy a DVD player.
No, I have one you can have.
The only one I have is attached to my computer.
I have
a sterile computer.
I have three you can attach to the TV, and I only need one.
Wow.
They will need to pay me. How
much cover, we need to watch this movie?
The cover alone has made me say no.
Oh, you mean the outfit?
Yes.
It's striking, isn't it? Oh my God, what is that?
I don't know what it's about. I turned and said, if this is gay porn, I will have nothing to do with.
Oh, I don't know who the costume person was, but wow.
No, it will never mean
blank. This I will not be including. You guys could go find this on your own. There's no way I'm including that in the show notes.
No. Well,
gotta load the boots.
No. Yes, no. Knee-high boots. It, look, none of it makes sense. None. Not one thing about that says the future.
Says the future has no style. And he's holding a gun, but there's no holster. And I don't want to think about where he has to put the gun. I'm just saying.
No.
That's an outfit you would have seen at the 10-man march.
It was probably there.
I noticed that the number is going down every time you speak of it.
Yeah.
What? It was a wonderful 7-man march.
The like you said, it was all oldsters and furries.
Well, sort of the same thing, but okay.
Are furries an old people thing?
No.
Is that what's awaiting us? Because come on.
No. I'm not.
If that happens to me, you'll shoot me, right?
Yes, I will use that. I shoot. Okay. Like old Yeller, exactly.
I'll make sure the next time you're over, I show you where the pistols are, just in case.
I could just use a shovel.
You could be kind. You just sneak up behind me with a pistol. Do it Italian style.
Right, because again, I'm from Italy.
And remember. Mm-hmm. Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Exactly. Because there will be a cannoli. If there's not a cannoli, you're not getting shot. Just
there'll be cannolis. I'll make sure.
Appreciate it. You're a good man. Even if you did turn into a furry.
No, that can't happen.
No, this is.
I don't
understand. I reject this timeline. We must pick another.
Speaking of timelines.
Uh-oh.
There's a new Batman comic variant.
Oh, gosh. Was it the Absolute Batman?
No. It was... It is called Batman Death.
Huh?
And Bane and basically his hall of villains all team up and they kill Alfred.
And that's a bad idea.
Batman loses it.
Yes.
And... So he asks Cyborg to help him create AI Alfred. And AI Alfred, his only goal is to keep Batman safe.
Okay.
But he has all the resources of Batman.
All right.
AI Alfred has deemed that everyone is a threat to Batman. He proceeds to kill everyone on the planet. And then when the planet is done, he cybernizes Batman and removes empathy and emotion. And
did he have any?
Batman, he did, because he wouldn't pull the trigger on killing Cyborg because Cyborg helped him.
Right.
And then when Cyborg reached out to him, he said, no, I kind of like this. And then he killed Cyborg and the comic ended. But,
dang.
Yeah. The only, and then there was a comparison. In no timeline do you kill Alfred, because then killing Alfred kills Bruce Wayne, and killing Bruce Wayne leaves only the Batman. And even the Batman Who Laughs, which is supposed to be the scariest version, was, until this happened, the scariest version of Batman, left Alfred alive. Of course, that Batman turned Alfred into his new Joker. But, you know, basically driving him insane so that they could both be crazy.
Right.
But yeah, this is that, like, when the Justice League showed up, you're like, nah, I had ways to kill you a long time ago. And, you know, every superpower. But of course, there was tons of plot armor because he wasn't supposed to be able to kill all the speedsters at the same time, which he did, you know.
Yeah.
But it's pretty bad. And that's what it is.
I would be remiss if before we go, I give a shout out to our number one fan who is recuperating from a little fall, which, now has her with this lovely, medium blue shaded cast on her right arm, small fracture in her wrist. She's doing fine, folks. And, my wife and I and my brother and my nephew have all been taking turns visiting and taking care of her. And we wish her Godspeed and good luck on the recuperative nature of her wrist. And we hope all is well. And, of course, I'll be speaking to her probably tomorrow, so she'll hear this. And you mentioned me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, soon, number one fan.
I did mention her at the very beginning.
You did, didn't you?
That's how much I care.
Yes.
Not leaving her to the end.
Apparently, you care more than her son. Congratulations. Thanks for making me feel bad.
It's my pleasure.
It's what we're here for.
Well, then, mission accomplished. But before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Nationwide No Fools Rally. Coming this weekend to a city park near you. Let's protest against Congress being filled with petulant, indulgent little fools. We can show them how much their actions are not appreciated by those who have jobs to do and families to support. Be sure to wear your term limits button, cosplayers and furries need not apply. And Goon's puttering lessons. Stuck at home and all the mundane tasks are done, Goon can teach you to putter aimlessly through your day. That way, tension and frustration don't build to an unhealthy level. Next week, Goon's target practice course. And cloud computing. How's that going for y'all? Central services, right. As if the central hub, you know, breaks. Well, for Amazon, Disney Plus, Lyft, the McDonald's app, the New York Times, Reddit, Ring, Robinhood, Snapchat, T-Mobile, United Airlines, Venmo, and Verizon this morning, it meant no business. No ring-a-ding-ding on their cash registers. Amazon is still promoting their web services, even though they trashed themselves. You gotta love that amount of hubris. Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved.